Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And a wonderful, wonderful, cool, a little cloudy and beautiful sunset in store here. Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications on the Menu Live for a November 19th edition. What a great day it is to be a culinary and wine enthusiast. And this show is going to tell you why that is all happening, because we have got an action-packed show here on the Menu Live. I want to give a shout-out to all of our folks who are listening live on AM 1330, The Jolt, here in Southern Arizona, and all of those folks that are listening worldwide on www.tucsonsjolt.com. It's always wonderful to hear from our fans all across the country. In fact, the world. We have someone who listens religiously from the Philippines each and every Thursday at 5. I don't know exactly what time it is in the Philippines at 5 o'clock here, but I want to give a shout-out to our good friend who is interested enough in the Tucson culinary and wine scene to tune in each and every Thursday. Also want to give a special shout out to the folks that help make this show possible, our sponsors. Of course, Russell Public Communications, the finest Southern Arizona public relations agency. Spinwine, spinwine.com, all of our good friends over there in Vintech International, who make this wonderful hybrid wine aerator decanter that fits right on the top of your wine bottle. You're beginning to see that around local Tucson establishments and restaurants and at wine fairs and at wine clubs, and check out spinwine.com. And of course, our good friends over at Main Gate Square, you know that we broadcast our show live on the first Thursday of every month down at Main Gate Square to support First Thursday Art Walk. And Mark, I can't remember the last time I was actually in the studio. I mean, I've been doing remotes now, I think, for the last 6 weeks. It's kind of good to be back.
We've really missed you here, Matt.
Man, but you know, someone has been keeping my seat warm, so I appreciate that. Anyway, it's always a pleasure to have a celebrity co-host here who helps to steer the ship here for the next 60 minutes, and I am delighted to bring on an icon in the restaurant business here in Southern Arizona, the vice president of Tucson's premier restaurant group, our celebrity co-host for the day, Matt McKinnon, is in the house.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Russell. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great, but I can imagine how great you're doing, because you get to go to work each and every day representing three, I think, of the greatest restaurants in Tucson, and I say that with all sincerity. We've been to each of them. We have had so much fun at each of them. Each has its own special personality and characteristic and vibe that you're just not going to find at any other place around town. And tell us what's going on these days out at the Premier Restaurant Group and the three restaurants that you get to run.
Well, Premier Restaurant Group incorporates, of course, Sam Hughes Place Championship Dining, which was our original restaurant. We opened December of 2004. Five now.
Wow.
And that was a home run. It was a home run from the beginning. I mean, we looked, what was the concept going to be down there? That was the idea. What are we going to do? We have this great area. We are a nine iron from the baseball. Well, nine iron for me, maybe a driver for you, Matt. But anyway, we're right across the street from the U of A. And, you know, we got this great location. It's going to be a home run for games. It's going to be a home run for any event that's going on at U of A. What are we going to put here? And I've got three great partners, Jim Horvath, Dean Greenberg, Steve Nissen. Dean wanted white tablecloths and Cristal champagne. Steve Nissen wanted peanut chips, peanut shells on the floor, and you know, drink and drown. And I think Jim Horvath wanted a disco ball with dancer poles or something like that. So I had to bring it together and come up with the concept, a very high-end, nice, classy sports-themed restaurant.
Man.
And if you're sitting there, you know, and if you're not looking above eye level, you'd think you're in a nice steakhouse.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What you've done there, from the aesthetic to the setting to the menu to the bar, I mean, it's just incredible.
It was a family affair. I mean, my sister did a lot of the work as far as the custom copper metal work. My brother-in-law did the lighting on the 72-foot glowing onyx bar. We called in favors from everywhere.
Absolutely.
And said, hey, help us out. We're not a multi-million-dollar chain. We're four guys that are trying to raise some investors and put together a restaurant. And That's what we did.
And business is good. I mean,
business is good.
There's always a great party happening out at Sam Hughes.
I tell you, game day, it's the place to be. I mean, there's a line to come in. There's a line to go out. There's a line to use the restroom. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And well worth the wait. And no matter what. So what's let's go on to number two.
Shlomo and Vito's
New York
Delicatessen. Okay, big portions, great food. And this is a deli on steroids. When you say deli, a lot of people are thinking, if you're from Tucson, you're thinking Subway.
Yeah.
Okay. we're thinking a deli is Subway, a deli is Quiznos, a deli is Jason's Deli.
Right.
No, absolutely not. The idea behind Shlomo and Vito's, Dean's dream was always to have a deli. He wanted to have a place that he could go hang out like New York, like he remembered back home, deli.
Right.
Came to me, said, let's do it together. And we started looking at different delis. I made some trips to New York, went to Katz's, went to Carnegie, went and looked at some of these delis. And, you know, if you've ever been to Katz's in New York, our deli would look like Katz's looked 60 years ago when Katz's was brand new. You know, Katz's now is a mess for God's sakes. You know, Shlomo and Vito's we have the traditional black and white checker floors, the hardwood floors. We have a full bar. We have a beautiful 60-person patio. You can order at a counter. You could go sit down and have a server take care of you, table service. We offer the whole package.
Yeah, one of the best patios, I think, in Southern Arizona, no question.
Well, thank
you. In terms
of,
in terms of the ambiance and the setting that you have there in the plaza, it's just gorgeous.
The thing with the patio, it wasn't there when we took over the space. Mm-hmm. There was no patio. Mm-hmm. We had it built. We had it match the aesthetics of the building. There's also something that now a lot of people know is an 1,800-square-foot basement where we do all our baking and all our giant catering
Did
prep work.
Did not know that.
Yes.
My goodness.
Yes. 1,800 square feet. There's a dungeon down there where we have cooks working around the clock to knock out caterings. I mean, we can do caterings up to 300.
Wow.
We have the space
That's
for.
Great to know. The last restaurant that you represent is Surreal, and we're actually going to be speaking with the one and the only executive chef, Emiliano Sotelo, for all of the second half hour, so you want to stick around for that. But we also want to always fun to invite new restaurant owners into the community and new restaurants. So I don't know if you're a burger guy, Matt McKinnon.
I love burgers.
But we want to say hello to our good friends over at Monkey Burger. Monkey Burger will open for business on Monday for lunch and for dinner out at the Williams Center. And they are going to have, the classic Chef Maddie's Monkey Burger, which is roasted poblano peppers, sautéed mushrooms and onions, lettuce, tomato, bacon, cheddar, Swiss cheese. I'm out of breath. They've really taken special care to put together the South Shore, the Vegas Baby, the Chi-Town, the Sonora, every kind of burger that you can imagine. This gourmet burger restaurant called Monkey Burger, which is going to be opening up in the Williams Center for lunch and for dinner on Monday. So you want to check that out. Also,
can you get them on the show, Matt? You get them? Can I be on the show when they're on the show? Maybe they'll bring that.
That's right.
Good.
They're going to bring some goodies, I think,
for
sure. And then for all of our wine enthusiasts, Matt, you appear to me to be somebody who likes a good bottle of wine.
I do like a good bottle of wine.
That's
absolutely.
Right. Well, we want to say hello to our good friend, Mr. Frank Lietzau, over at the Wine Depot, which is at 3844 East Grant. Listeners of this show know that Frank hosts these wonderful wine tastings every Saturday, but he's got something up his sleeve happening tomorrow, and you have to act now if you want to get the $15 price. Otherwise, you're paying $20 tomorrow. But for $15, you can taste some of the most incredible wines that you'll be able to find, really, this side of the ocean. Rieslings and Rieslanders and Pinot Grigios and Pinot Noirs and great Bordeaux and Cabs and Merlots from France and Germany and Italy and some serious dessert wines. He's going to be opening up over $900 bottles of wine, and you're going to be able to taste all of these for only $15. So, man, you walk into this place and it's 55 degrees. I mean, he takes special care to keep this going. So a special shout out to our good friend, Frank. We're making our way through this incredible show. We've got a lot of treats in store for you. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And then when we return, we're going to be talking to the vice president of the Food Network from New York City, Susie Fogelson, who is going to have some great news to share with all of us. So stick around.
Everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course! Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Mangate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.mangatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Mangate Square.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications on another glorious Thursday afternoon here in the Old Pueblo. And as all of our listeners know who are listening to us on AM 1330 The Jolt, and certainly all the people that listen to us live online across the country at tucsonsjolt.com, we are big, big fans of the Food Network. And our listeners remember our great interview with Guy Fieri from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. We've had the opportunity to have Jeffrey Saad, the next Food Network star runner-up from last season, on the show. And it was an honor for us to talk directly with Melissa DeRay, who hosts $10 dinners on the Food Network. But now we have an individual on the show today whose contributions to the Food Network have contributed to its worldwide success, with some great news to share. The Vice President of Marketing at the Food Network from New York City, Susie Fogelson. Welcome to On the Menu Live.
Wow, what an intro. Thank you, Matt.
Well, anytime a Food Network executive is on the phone with me, I look at all of these opportunities as an audition. So, you know, chalk that one up as my first attempt. Well, Susie Fogelson, with the holiday season right around the corner, I am sure this is among the most busy times for all of you folks there on the Food Network campus. Tell us a little bit about what's cooking out your way.
Well, I'd say the holidays are like our Super Bowl, for sure. It is a time when I think people are naturally thinking about food and entertaining, and so we're kind of an immediate go-to. And this year, we have something really, really special in the works, which is our new Wii game entitled Food Network's Cook or Be Cooked, which is our first ever video game.
Cook or Be Cooked, and it is done in collaboration with Nintendo Wii?
Well, we partnered with a company called Namco Bandai, which are the game developers, but it will be served up on the Wii platform.
Wonderful. So are you going to be asking people to get out their Wiimotes and their nunchucks for kitchen action?
Yes. Basically, you need both of those devices, and it is just a fantastic extension of what I think we at Food Network, you know, try to do with our viewers and our users. And our readers now, because we have a magazine, which is just inspire people to get in the kitchen and cook and have fun with it. And I think cooking is in a large way really become like a sport. And so it's a wonderful way to sort of bring in the fun of gaming and all of the ideas and inspiration that we bring to people sort of in one platform, and that is this wonderful game, Cooker Be Cooked.
That sounds exciting. Now, I have two kids, age 15 and 11, and they are, legitimate Wii enthusiasts. And, so we think about it being a kid kind of a gaming system, but I tell you, I have as much fun on the Wii as my kids do. Something tells me about this Cook or Be Cooked game that this is really a family affair.
Totally. I mean, you nailed it. I think that's the hope, that we get everybody. Young kids, sort of 8 to 80. I mean, I think anybody that can sort of handle the remote and the nunchuck can play this. And what's really fascinating about it to me is how much you learn by playing it. So if you're like my husband, who doesn't cook, much to my dismay, he still plays it because it's got like a great competitive factor. And then if you are a young person, a young kid that is fascinated by cooking but sort of needs that instruction and then needs to understand the process and sort of the whys, this is a great way to sort of teach that. I have literally made the recipes in the game and then gone in the kitchen and duplicated. I just made cheeseburgers over the weekend and have never made cheeseburgers right, as what I learned when I played the Wii game. So it's got like over 30 recipes, and there's a recipe booklet, in the game. So it actually comes with like a little mini cookbook. And you just learn everything from sauteing to braising to boiling to chopping to mincing. And you just learn all these great techniques. And the game is so sophisticated that you literally watch like meat brown when you're searing something. And it's so photorealistic. It's a really beautiful game that I would say that it's a really fun for the novice. It's really fun for someone who's even at the gourmet level. And then it's really fun for people who just like to game.
That's wonderful. And the recipes, from what I understand it, that are included in the program are recipes that have been honed by Food Network chefs right there in the Food Network kitchen. Is that correct?
Yeah, the Food Network kitchens is, I'd say, the brain trust of the Food Network brand. They are a real group of people. We have a Food Network Kitchens is actually a destination as well. That's where our offices and our studios are in New York. But then they are also a group of about 30 people who are very talented, mega talented chefs and cookbook authors and product testers and recipe developers. And they very painstakingly worked with these gamers at Namco Bandai. The Namco people literally came in and said, "We're huge foodies, but we don't know, how to cook like you guys do. So teach us everything you know." And they like pitched a tent in our kitchens, and our kitchens did exactly that. They sort of taught them everything they knew, and then they took this information and built out this amazingly sophisticated, fun game, which is an area of expertise. So it was really the melding of minds, of great minds.
How fun. And we talked a little bit about the educational or the entertainment value and factor of the game, but it's also educational and informative well, because don't you actually play a role, Susie Fogelson, in this game and sort of pop up onto screen to give people tips and tools on how to make their meal a little bit better?
The term is avatar.
Avatar, so, indeed.
I've been memorialized as an avatar. And I do that with, speaking of the Food Network Kitchens, Maury Thomas, who is one of the chefs in the Food Network Kitchens, he and I are the judges of the game. And obviously I, get that credibility from being on Next Food Network Star as a judge. And Maury obviously is a brilliant chef. And so the two of us basically tell you whether you're kind of thumbs up or thumbs down. And what's really fun about it is that you can be doing a lot right in the game, and you can be doing some stuff that needs some work, but you really don't know how you fare until you serve the food to us. And then, I'll either make some pretty horrifying gestures that would indicate that it's not good, or we'll give you the thumbs up. It's got a reveal at the end, which I think is a really fun element.
And it is, it is a game, so there's a competitive function to it, and someone's going to win and someone's going to lose. Is that right?
Yes, well, you can play, you can play on your own. You can play against someone. It can be a competition, or it can be sort of, against yourself, if you will.
That's great. And how did you react when you saw the first round of graphic design and artwork for the caricature of you on screen? I mean, did they get it right?
I said, "Thanks for the cheekbones, Namco."
That's great.
I think it's a flattering avatar. How about that?
Flattering avatar. I love it. And are you sort of limited to doing this in the kitchen? Do you need a counter space? Do you need any sort of modern day kitchen appliances? Or once you're equipped with that remote or the nunchuck, you're off to the races?
Well, yeah, I mean, I wish my kitchen looked like the kitchen in the game. It's so drop-dead gorgeous. But I think that it's pretty basic. I mean, and that's another thing. You sort of learn, you know, the sort of the basic gadgets that you need in order to be able to complete, you know, what are pretty good baseline basic recipes. So it's everything from stir fry to breakfast. And, you know, again, just the things that you learn when you're playing this game. These might be foods that you have made all your life, and you just get these great tips and techniques from the game that come from, you know, very real chefs that make you smarter, and it's so much fun when you do it. So I don't think you need, like, you know, you don't need really sophisticated equipment. You just need some good basic stuff, and I think through the game you sort of know the tools.
Right, and of course the tools available across the spectrum to all skill levels. I mean, this is a kind of a game that actually a professional chef can certainly you know, enjoy playing with.
Definitely, because I think that the challenge with the Wii, the beautiful thing about the Wii is that so much matters. So, you know, you have to be able to multitask. That's like one of the most important things playing the game. I don't know about you, but when I cook at home, I don't cook to time. You know, like
right.
I make something, I can put it away, you know, put like tinfoil on it or whatever. But when you're playing the game, you actually have to make sure that everything comes out at the same time and is ready to be served.
Right.
And that's a real challenge. So multitasking and then precision. Like, one of the hardest things to do in the game, this will sound silly, but one of the hardest things to do is to put the right amount of oil in the pan and then to swirl the oil.
Mm.
You wouldn't think that that would be so difficult, but precision really matters, as well as even, like, turning on the, you know, the gas burner. Like, just to really have the precision to turn that on properly takes a little bit of work. So I think even the most, you know, savvy professional chef would be tasked with those things.
And so are we to anticipate a cook or be cooked part of the Iron Chef competition at Kitchen Stadium?
Something like that. I mean, I think we're just venturing into this area, and you know, however we might be able to build on the idea, I think Iron Chef's a great idea.
That's great. Tell us, Susie Fogelson, how people can get a hold of the purchase the game, learn more about it. I know that it's out, available for sale right now. Perfect timing for the holidays. How can our listeners get a hold of one?
You can just go to cookorbecooked.com and find out the participating retailers there, as well as foodnetwork.com has an e-store. So you can go to our website and click on the store, or you can go to cookorbecooked.com.
That's exciting. Well, Susie Fogelson, the Vice President of Marketing from the Food Network, has been our guest, and we've got just about another minute left. And I have to ask you, I resisted the temptation to audition for the next Food Network Star, which is our favorite program at home. But I want to know where you are now in the process for next season, because the off season is just killing us. We can't wait for the next season to start.
Well, luckily, we start shooting season 6. In January.
Wonderful, wonderful. So it's right around the corner. We're really looking.
And I say this every year, but I think honestly these are like the most exciting finalists we've ever had. I mean, these are a fantastic group of people. So it's sure to be another thrill ride.
Well, our listeners are big fans. They called in, lighted up the boards when our celebrity chefs from the Food Network were on. It is an honor and a privilege, Susie Fogelson, to have you on the show, and we want to have you back and hear about how things are going and what other exciting things you have up your sleeve out of the Food Network.
Oh, God. Well, we're gearing up we're just rounding out our next Iron Chef series. So we're going to have a brand new Iron Chef, which is very exciting.
Yes.
And but the most exciting thing, I think, the thing I'm most looking forward to is on January 3rd, we are airing what we are calling an Iron Chef America event, the Super Battle. So it's Mario Batali and Emeril Lagasse versus Bobby Flay and the White House Chef.
Wow.
So this is going to be, I think, the greatest culinary battle ever, and the White House is involved in a really exciting way. So it's going to be kind of a once-in-a-lifetime episode for us, and then we premiere one of our new series, Worst Cooks. So we got a really, really, really big kickoff to the beginning of the year.
Busy, busy time for you and the Food Network, and our collective hat is off to you for the service that you provide, for all of the entertainment and all the information and all the education. Thank you, Susie Fogelson, for being on The Menu Live.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. Abortion rights opponents are lining up to oppose a health care reform plan unveiled Wednesday by Senate Democrats. They say it would expand federal funding of abortions. Majority Leader Harry Reid defends the bill.
I took all of it from the two merged bills. I think it's something that is in keeping with what the tradition has been in our country for more than 30 years.
Reid plans a test vote on Saturday. Republicans hope to filibuster the measure. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has ordered a sweeping review of military policies in the search for answers about the shooting that killed 13 people at Fort Hood. Oprah Winfrey is planning to end her long-running syndicated talk show. A spokesman for Oprah's Harpo production says Winfrey will make the announcement on Friday's live show. California college students staged a sit-in Thursday after the State Board of Regents voted to raise undergraduate tuition 32% over the next 2 years. About 100 UCLA students locked arms in a bid to block university officials from leaving. This is CNN. For nearly 50 years, the United States has forbidden its citizens to visit Cuba. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Howard Berman says the ban has done little to bring about democratic reforms.
Even during the darkest days of the Cold War, our citizens could visit the Soviet Union. Yet the vast majority of Americans are still prohibited by law from traveling to Cuba. It is the only country in the world where our people are not allowed to go.
Florida Congresswoman Ileana Rosletinen argues lifting the ban would only lend financial support to Cuba's communist regime. Procter & Gamble is recalling about 120,000 bottles of its Vicks Sinex nasal spray. The company says a small amount of bacteria has been found in the product made in Germany. The bacteria could be harmful to people with weak immune systems or chronic lung problems. Stocks rebounded late, but it wasn't enough to make it into the black. The Dow Industrial Average lost almost 94 points. For news anytime, go to thenewscnn.com. This is CNN Radio.
You need more customers, and you've tried everything, from coupons to flyers to skywriting and inflatable gorillas. You are one step away from using a megaphone and calling to passersby from the rooftops. There's an easier way. A website from Intuit Websites. Just pick a style, add pictures, and get online as easy as 1, 2, 3. And if you need help, we're just a phone call away. Intuit Websites is just $4.99 a month. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
Announcing the Ally Bank online savings account with a great interest rate of 1.64% APY. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account that offers a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. So call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications alongside our celebrity co-host for this day, the vice president of Tucson's premier restaurant group, Matt McKinnon.
Well, thank you very much, Matt. Will you say celebrity again?
With celebrity.
That, I like that. Co-host. Okay, all right,
yes,
continue. That was
yes,
good. That was good.
Mr. Celebrity to you.
Beautiful.
I want to say thank you to the people who are tweeting us as we speak. If you're not following me on Twitter, you should be. Follow me on twitter.com/PRCEO, PRCEO, to find out who I'm, what I'm doing and what I'm eating and what I'm drinking and where I'm going to be. It's a lot of fun. And someone just sent us a tweet to repeat the information about this wine tasting at the Wine Depot tomorrow. Again, it's going to be Friday, November the 20th from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock. They're going to be having some great wines. And if you RSVP by tonight, you get $5 off the price. The price is normally $20 if you show up to the Wine Depot tomorrow. But if you log on to WineDepotTucson.com. Again, WineDepotTucson.com, and go to the classes and events section. You're going to be able to attend this this wonderful event tomorrow for only $15. So keep the tweets coming to PRCEO, and I'll keep them coming your way. Matt McKinnon, wow, this show goes by pretty quick.
It does go by pretty quick. You're doing all the talking. We got the Food Network lady. I'm just kind of sitting here.
But, you know, you are a celebrity in your own right. I mean, you know your way around a radio microphone.
Well, I do a little show Sunday mornings, 8 o'clock, 1290 a.m. The Source. It's called Food for Thought. I just pretty much like to hear myself talk and have guests that I can bring on and make fun of. So that's it. I mean, that sums it up.
Great. So I appreciate you coming on this show, on this station, and you know, perhaps I'll keep a chair warm over at your place, and you know, we'll keep the conversation going.
I would love to have you over at my show. We're going to plan that.
Very good.
Okay.
Well, at the Premier Restaurant Group, there is one restaurant. We heard a lot about Sam Hughes' place.
Yes.
We heard some great things about Shlomo and Vito's, which is one of the, you know, the great deli experiences here in the Western United States. There's one more. We're going to be hearing a little bit more about that from the chef. But Matt McKinnon, tell us about Surreal.
Surreal Latin American cuisine. Very interesting. The space became available. It's where the former Soul Soleil French restaurant was. 3001 East Skyline Drive. You're looking at the northeast corner of Campbell and Skyline. And the view is spectacular. It is probably the best view in Tucson for a dining experience.
I think unequivocally.
It's unbelievable. And we went in. We knew it was coming up for lease. We'd be able to take it over. Took a peek at it. The problem was it was too small. It was a tiny restaurant. So after some lots of negotiations and some master design from engineers and architects, it should work for NASA. Because the job they did is ridiculous. We picked up a art gallery that was right behind it.
Oh, right.
We doubled the size of the restaurant and went to work. Surreal.
Did you ever?
I'll tell you. I mean, you don't think you're in Tucson. You feel like you walk into Miami.
That's
you think
right.
You're in South
exactly
Beach.
Exactly right.
And that was the idea, that to just go completely outer limits with this thing. You know, there's 1,000 Mexican restaurants in Tucson.
Right.
Because of the proximity between La Paloma and Westward Look, I mean, a southwestern or southern type cuisine made sense. There's a lot of people coming in, a lot of people that want to eat the fare of the region. But just to do typical Sonoran Mexican food, it's been done.
Right.
I mean, we're not one of the families in town that have been around forever, so we had to have a different niche. So our idea was just to go absolutely nuts with the decor, the colors, the textures, and how better to do that than do a Latin American cuisine, because we can incorporate the flavors of Chile and Brazil, Uruguay, Argentina, and just kind of bring this into a melting pot and go crazy with it. And that's what we did.
And you have really hit it out of the park, because, you know, when I walked into this place the first time, I mean, you're no matter what attitude you are bringing to your culinary experience, your attitude completely changes when you walk through that door. And I'll tell you, from the service, mm-hmm. from your greeter at the front door, who welcomes you with a smile, and she is welcoming you. She doesn't care if you've been there a million times or
right.
if it's your first time. She's treating you with special care. And when you walk into this place and you breathe in that aroma and you see all, like you said, all these colors and that vibe and that buzz and that energy, I mean, you just know you're in for a treat for the next couple of hours.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the greeter is very important. That's the most important part. Most important job in the restaurant. And I tell my managers, when we do training and when we do these ongoing education seminars with all my management staff at the restaurant, I mean, there's a hierarchy of who does what during service, and I'm talking during lunch and dinner service, who's important,
right?
Okay, I mean, that hostess is the most important person in the restaurant. They're the first person the person sees when they come in. They set the pace for the entire dining experience.
Indeed.
They're the last person they see when they leave. They're the ones that field the phone calls, or the ones that determine where you sit. They are the steering wheel of the restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, the servers, bussers, bartenders, they're in the trenches. They are, if there's a problem with food or service, the servers or the bartenders, bussers are probably going to know it before anybody else. The kitchen is the heartbeat of the restaurant. Without the kitchen, they wouldn't be coming. You know, and who's left? Who's left on the bottom rung of the ladder? That's the managers. You know, mm-hmm. What do the managers do? The managers answer the phone when the phone's ringing and there's no one to get it. They bus the tables when the bussers are busy.
Absolutely.
They take a drink order, you know. So it's very important to make the staff realize and buy into the fact that during lunch and business service, it's their show.
Right, absolutely.
They are running their own four-table business. It's the best business agreement ever. I am
right.
paying the electricity. I'm paying for the ingredients. I'm paying for everything. And they're running their own business.
Right.
So,
and
you know,
you've done a great.
That's our goal. That's what we set out after, and I think we hit it on the head with Surreal.
And I am having a little sample of something that Matt and Chef Emiliano Sotelo brought over. So I'm going to let Chef do a little bit of the talking while I do a little bit more eating. Something my doctor tells me I'm not eating enough. So I think I need to start eating a little bit more food. But Executive Chef from Surreal, Chef Emiliano Sotelo, was in the house. Welcome, Chef.
Thanks. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. So to try to describe the Surreal menu in the, I don't know, 10 minutes or so that we have left before we hit our trivia question, and this one's a good one, folks. You want to get your dialing fingers on, because Matt McKinnon and Chef Emiliano Sotelo are offering up a $50 gift card, $50 to Surreal. So you want to pay attention at about 10 minutes to 6 when we read the trivia question. But how in the world do you go about putting together a concept for you? You sit down with Dean and you sit down with Matt and the people that brought us this special place. We want to do an honest-to-goodness, authentic churrascaria here in Tucson. Chef, you're the guy to do it. How do you get that done?
It was a lot of research, a lot of trial and error when we were starting out.
We had, what, about 3 weeks in the kitchen before we opened the restaurant?
About exactly three weeks.
Yeah, so by the time we got the permit to be able to actually start cooking in the kitchen, till the day we opened was a little less than 3 weeks.
Wow.
So, you know, we had a ton of recipes. We tried stuff out. This works. This doesn't work. I was putting in a lot more hours before we opened than after we opened.
He's working about 35 hours a week now, so before then it was about maybe 42. But anyway, right. Go ahead.
But, you know, I'd get there at 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, turn on the ovens, turn on the churrascaria, you know, start trying some recipes out, you know, and it all came together. A lot of organization went into it. We mm-hmm. we have a book. I'm showing you about 3 inches thick of all the recipes there. And everything's very standardized because in order to run a successful restaurant, things have to be perfect every single time. And it doesn't matter if Joey's making it or Susie's making it, it's got to be the same. So having those standards is very important. And it was just a lot of time went into making those standards. We took photographs of every single dish. We have another book that's all the plates with a description on how to do every single one of those. So that when we train a new cook, we can make sure that they do it the right way. And I watch every single plate go out of that kitchen, you know, all the days that I'm there. So I see everything that comes out, and it has to be up to that standard for everything to just be the same all the time.
Sort of conceptually, talk to us a little bit about what this churrascaria experience is like. Just in case there happens to be someone out there in our listening audience, can't imagine that there would be, but someone who just doesn't sort of get exactly what it is that you're trying to execute back in the kitchen to give someone that authentic experience. What is a churrascaria, and what kinds of foods and flavors are coming together when you do that?
You know, Matt, when I was in Costa Rica, when we were doing research for this, on the roadside...
That's tough duty, Matt.
That's tough duty, you don't want me to get into. You don't want me to get into what happened. I got a virus that got into my spine that paralyzed half my face.
Oh,
and
yikes.
So not too funny now, is it, Matt Russell? Okay. Anyway, so
the okay. Thank you for listening to the Matt McKinnon
Thank
Hour.
Thank you very much. Why doesn't my mic work anymore? in Costa Rica, doing research all over Latin America, they have these roadside spit barbecues, churrascarias. Mm. They put whole chickens on, and this is they're burning pallets, they're burning telephone books, they're burning their furniture, they're burning whatever, and you know, Emiliano and I were trying to figure out, okay, to do this sanitary-wise and to give the same flavor of these roadside barbecues, what do we need to do?
Right.
And this was going to be a major part of the restaurant. This was a huge focal point. So in our display kitchen, we have a 18 or 20 spit.
I think it's 19.
Okay, well, 19 spit. Anyway, churrascaria. And we any day of the week, you come in. Pork loin, chickens, beef,
turkey,
you know, turkey, bacon wrapped turkey. But anyway, take it from there. I think the question was to you. I don't know. I can't help myself. I can't help myself.
Well, you're only working 35 hours a week, chef. Yeah, you know, you got to put Matt to work.
I'm going to dock his pay because he left early to do this show. But anyway,
we're heading back.
But about the spices and
we do a lot of different marinades. You know, there's. God, the marinades we have, there's like 9 different marinades we use. You know, there's one for each different type of meat. They're all very distinct, all very different. It's really tough when somebody comes in and they say, oh, well, I can't have garlic. We obviously, we accommodate them, but, you know, okay, you want something that's
to resist
not
the temptation to wait. Yeah, okay, sit down. We'll get something out for you.
Sure. So there's all these different marinades. We marinate all the meats. I tie them so that they roast nice and evenly. You know, that's very important. Mm. In roasting. We put some wood chips on the churrascaria so that you also get that, you know, smoky,
nice
fire type, you know, flavor because it's not just gas at that
right.
point.
And this isn't just sort of beef and poultry and game. I mean, you've got a great selection of seafood that may or may not expect when you walk into a place like this. As a matter of fact, tell us a little bit about what I'm eating right now. Because
right now you're having a tuna tartare. It's more
we
of like
bought
a,
that at Marisco's Chihuahua on the way here. Okay, anyway, no, just no, kidding. Just
it's
kidding.
A, more of like a Latin influenced tuna tartare. So there's a little bit of Serrano chili in there, which you probably get that little zip from.
Oh yeah, baby.
But there's some soy. There's some lemon, some cilantro, rice wine vinegar, a little bit of olive oil, all in there. And that's going to be featured on. We do a wine pairing menu every Monday. And it's 4 courses with wines for $35. It's a great deal.
Come again?
$35 a person.
four course wine pairing dinner
on Mondays
for $35.
Yep.
Wow.
It's a great deal. And so this is going to be the first course. We call it like a tapa.
Nice.
If you're familiar with tapas from Spain, they're little small plates.
Right.
And so we're going to do the tuna tartare. I'm probably going to do it in a little tasting spoon.
Very nice.
You know.
And so are people needing to make reservations for these Monday dinners? Are they
reservations are definitely recommended.
Great.
You know, depending on the counter reservations will depend how many of these I'll prep. If you make a reservation, you say that you're having wine pairing, I will definitely save one for you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, you look around this menu with these antojitos and the churrasqueria and these great, I mean, you got sea bass, you've got shrimp Cancun, you've got this, we talked a little bit about the paella before we went on the air, which I think is, I mean, you can't even describe to our listening audience what a paella is until you've actually gone up to Suriel and tried it. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing what you've done with that dish.
Yeah, it's all, the chorizo is very, very important. We use two different kinds of chorizo at the restaurant. We make in-house a Mexican style beef chorizo that we put in our bean dip. It goes in some other dishes. But then we also import Spanish chorizo from Spain, which is a pork sausage.
Mm.
And it's dried. And if it's almost got like the texture of pepperoni, if you will.
I gotcha.
It's a hard, dry sausage
sure.
like that, you know. But that, you put that in at the very start when you're starting to make the rice, you know, for the paella. And that really, really gives it a lot of richness and it gives it a lot of flavor.
And to complement this wonderfully wide range of food that you've got available here, you have, I think, one of the greatest bar lounge atmospheres there at Suriel. Matt, I mean, tell us a little bit about the bar and the lounge. I mean, it's a place that people are coming not only to enjoy a couple of cocktails or a couple of beverages, but to have some tapas there in the bar as well.
Yeah, we did a couple fun things with that space. Instead of just your typical bar, we also put a bar top around our churrasqueria. So you can come in,
right.
sit down, get some of those wonderful meats, and watch them roasting or watch the chef back there preparing them. So we actually have two kitchens.
And if you haven't seen Emiliano roast, I mean, this is an affair.
Oh, he roasts like nobody's business.
It's hard to beat. I mean, boy, when he roasts.
Boy,
we don't mess around.
We don't mess around. Yeah, exactly. He's usually, right.
I have a whole walk-in that's just me. It's great. We have like the most protein-heavy menu I've ever worked
That's
on.
My boy.
It's a man's menu.
We do have vegetarian items.
Of course,
also,
yeah. Yes. We don't want to offend anybody.
No.
But your bar is more than sort of your typical sort of, you know, full service beer, wine, cocktail bar. You've really packaged together again the kind of an experience that someone wants to get when they walk into that place. On the spirit side of things. Tell us about
that. You're going to come in and you can enjoy several different versions of mojitos, caipirinhas. We have a gigantic volcano-looking drink called the Miami Vice, which is basically a pina colada and a strawberry daiquiri mixed. Phenomenal.
Mm.
Tonight, what's today? Today's Thursday, so $5 Latin American wines tonight.
Wow.
Half price.
Oh, wait a minute. Was Latin American wines last night? I don't know. I own the place.
Right.
I don't do it.
Tell him you're on the menu live, and he'll give you a Latin American wine.
There you go. Hey, you bet. Yeah, come on in. I'll give you something. We'll figure it out. But half off appetizers on Thursdays in the bar, all our appetizers.
Wow.
It's a great deal.
We have a bar late night menu, which is just off of the churrasqueria with street tacos and Sonoran hot dogs. So we kind of play it down a little bit for the bar food. Saturday nights, live salsa band. Do a little live salsa.
That's right.
Friday nights, live DJ. Dancing both nights. Do a DJ on Sunday also.
Have you seen Dean Greenberg do the merengue, though? That's what I want to know. Our listeners want to know, Matt McKinnon. Dean Greenberg do the merengue?
He does the merengue. He does the merengue with a side of beef in his hand. In one hand, he's got the side of beef, a bottle of wine in the other.
That's it.
I mean, it's frightening.
That's our Dean.
That's at the time when the children need to leave the restaurant.
That's right. Okay. So we are coming up to that time of the show. I mean, it's amazing how fast this time flies by when we're having fun, especially when we're having beautifully rich ruby red tuna tartare and talking with people that just love good food and good wine. But we got something to give away, folks. We've got a wonderful gift card that our good friends over at Suriel has sent over. $50 gift card to go up to Suriel if you haven't been before, and if you have, you're going back again. If you think you know the answer to the trivia question this week, I'm going to give out the number 529-3508. 529-3508. If you think you know the answer to this question, Chef.
Yes. In What is the name of the valley in Portugal where port wine is produced?
What is the name of the valley in Portugal where port wine is produced? The number to call is 529-3508. 529-3508. Stick around.
The Danish wine sensation Svin Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svin Wine. Relying on European technology, Svin Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svin Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svin Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svin Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svin Wine online at SvinWine.com. That's www.SvinWine.com. Svin Wine, think outside the bottle.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications alongside our celebrity co-host.
I love when you say that. That just makes me feel so warm and fuzzy inside.
Warm and fuzzy. He is a warm and fuzzy guy. This is Matt McKinnon from Premier Restaurant Group, and we are here worshiping at the altar of Chef Emiliano Sotelo up at Surreal. We got a full board, ladies and gentlemen. I think we got some overly confident people that think they know the answer to the question, Chef.
In what valley in Portugal is port produced?
In what valley in Portugal is port produced? And we've got Mike on line one. Mike, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Not bad. What part of town are you calling from, Mike?
North Tucson.
North Tucson. Well, I appreciate you listening in, and thanks for getting it together and calling in and having a shot to win this $50 gift card up at Surreal. Yeah. What say you, Mike?
I think it's Duro.
Whoa!
Wow! Wow!
Mike, very good.
Mike,
very
good. My goodness! Congratulations, Mike. You are you're going to be going up to Surreal for this wonderful dinner party. I tell you what, let me ask, I have to ask you, the calls came in pretty quickly, Mike, after we went to the commercial break. Is this something that you knew?
No, listen to the store. Listen to the radio. Listen to your show.
You listen to the show, and we perhaps at some point back in future episodes have talked about the Douro Valley. But have you been to the Douro Valley, Mike?
Never been there.
Never been. Have you been to the Surreal restaurant, Mike?
No, I haven't. I'd love to go.
Wow. Oh. So, Chef, you've got a first-timer. What is Mike going to expect when he comes in looking for you?
Well, I think Mike should, since he won his gift certificate because of the Douro Valley, try a very nice wine that we have up there. It's called Alancia Farral Douro, after the valley. And it's made with the same grapes that they used to make port wine, but it's not a fortified wine. And it's a very nice wine with a lot of rich berry flavors in there. So I highly recommend that, since that's how you won your gift certificate.
Mike, are you writing all this down?
I am.
Because there's going to be a quiz. To actually get the gift card, you've got to answer the trivia question about what Chef just told you about the wine. So, I'm kidding. You're going to have a great time up at Surreal. So don't hang up now, Mike, because Mark is going to get all your information, name and address and all of that, so we can get this gift card out to you. And I'm sure the two of us are going to have a great time up at Surreal when you and I go.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live. So, wow, Chef, I have to tell you, I'm surprised. I mean, this is for someone to call in right away.
That was pretty quick.
The name. Right. I mean, that didn't even give people a chance to go to Google, for crying out loud. I mean, that guy called right in.
Right away.
So I hope he comes and looks for you and thanks you for everything that you've done in this community to give people this authentic, truly authentic Latin American churrascarian experience. I hope he asks for you by name, and I hope all of our listeners do as well. So we've just got a few more minutes left to sort of recap the kinds of things that are going on up at Surreal. I'm really interested in this wine pairing dinner, because there's a lot of folks around town that are doing these wine dinners. A lot of them are they're charging an extraordinary amount of money. You've chosen to price this at a very affordable level. At $35.
Right. I think it's a good way, for people to sample some different wines they might not normally try. You get to try four different wines. A lot of people don't know a lot about Latin American wines, and we don't always do Latin American. Sometimes we'll do some Portuguese ones. We'll do some Spanish wines. Sometimes we'll even do some domestic ones, or combination of all of those. We have a really nice wine list. It's quite varied. And we'll also get special wines in, too, just for the wine pairing sometimes. So that gives people a really good chance to try some different things, also to try some different food that isn't on our regular menu. We have a lot of regulars that come in just for the wine pairing.
I believe it.
They get to try different things that we don't have every day.
And you're matching, you're custom pairing each of the courses, each of the four courses, with a special wine to really bring out the best of both.
Exactly. And it sometimes people who are, just starting to get enthusiastic about wine don't have the whole pairing thing down yet.
Right.
And if they go and it's already set up for them, they don't have to try to figure out what wines to order. And so they can see what wines go with what things, sometimes combinations that they wouldn't think.
Right. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate your coming on the show, and you got to put on extra staff tonight, because people are going to be running up to Surreal for dinner tonight. Matt McKinnon,
yes.
Tell me what's on the horizon for Premier Restaurant Group. I mean, you can't just stop at three, for crying out loud.
Oh, of course not. Let's just keep it going. Let's say, here we go. I'm hoping, Matt Russell's our next investor. We'll do a restaurant together.
I'm in.
What do you say?
I'm in. Right.
Okay,
and
that's
so what,
it. Write
so
me a check.
With me as the centerpiece, what's the concept going to be?
I don't know. If I think of Tucson and I think, what do we have? What have we had? What do we need? What would people like? I would like to do a nice higher-end seafood restaurant.
Yes.
I think that would be fantastic. And I'm not talking white tablecloth, five-star dining. I am talking about a little upper echelon, fish brought in from all over the world, things that people... when I go back east, my family's from Boston, Maine, that area. When we go back there, we eat seafood. The seafood is fresh, and the seafood is great. Something that we could kind of tailor around that.
That's beautiful, and
we're close to Mexico, Cabrillas and Escalar and all sorts of stuff like that. Some sea basses. It'd be great.
Now you've thrown that out for all of our listeners, and people across the country know where to come for good seafood. That's going to be Tucson. So listen, thanks again, Matt McKinnon, and thank you to Executive Chef Emiliano Sotelo, Susie Fogelson from the Food Network. And as always, we want to thank all of our listeners. Again, if you missed any part of this show, you can tune in live or taped this Saturday at noon. This show will run again Saturday at noon. This is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.